committees of September 4th. Approval of minutes August 7th and August 26th.
Yeah. I'll move it.
Second. No questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Here it is. Eileen Brown. Morning, Eric.
Good morning. Two items for buildings and grounds. First one, requesting authorization to spend up to $8,000 out of the capital project window replacement to replace the glass and framework in front of the clerk's entrance. It's their main entrance. It's falling apart due to salt treatment. It is aluminum, but over time it has failed. We've been dealing with it for a few years. Doors having trouble sweep on the door and attaching that, as well as some other issues. So we're requesting to replace that.
Where's that located, Eric?
The main entrance going to the clerks.
Okay.
On their side, not through the courtyard side. Okay. Courtyard side will be next. It's having somewhat of the same issue, but not quite as bad. So we'll do this one first.
How much is that, Eric?
$8,000.
Motion.
Make a motion.
Second.
Any further questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries.
Next item, requesting authorization to Sourcewell and Schindler Elevator to enter into a contract for elevator services on elevators throughout the county. This is our maintenance contract that we have to have for all our elevators. The cost of the previous contract was $20,224.92. We're requesting authorization to spend $18,176.88. So there are some savings there. We did reach out to other competitors, Otis Elevator, as well as Kone. Kone put in our elevators in the main county office building when we did that project a few years ago, if you guys remember. They both were more expensive as well. So again, we're recommending to go through Sourcewell and utilize Schindler Elevator, if you folks would approve that.
May you have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Further questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries.
Next item, another elevator issue, requesting authorization to use Omni Partners and Schindler Elevator again for Pro Action Elevator modernization, not to exceed $235,000 out of the capital project listed elevator modernization. We do have the money in there. We did reach out again to competitors. We received quotes from Kone for $247,000. And we also received a quote from Otis Elevator for $196,000. Schindler's cost was $194,606. There's additional money in there. That's why I'm requesting $235,000. There's third-party work that we're responsible for through law in upgrading that elevator that the elevator the company themselves cannot do. Some of that work includes third-party inspection and then fire alarm upgrade, as well as electrical upgrades. For some reason, they cannot do the work, and that was confirmed by the other elevator companies as well. So we'd request authorization to use Omnia Partners purchasing vehicle to go with Schindler Elevator for the amount of $235,000.
Motion.
Further questions? Hilda.
Eric's going to be a hero at Pro Action for this one.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people that won't even get on that bad boy right now.
How old is it? Really?
It's 1950 something, I think. Does that make sense? Sound probably right? It's cage door. We changed
cage
the
cage door. Oh.
So motor and it was actually the first project I worked on with Jim Gleason. We changed the motor and the ropes back then because it was stretching and dropping and doing all sorts of, and that was the minimal work we could do to get it up and approved and safe again. Now it's beyond that. So yeah, that was the first project I did, I believe,
like
with you folks.
Gates Rockwell department store.
Exactly. It's exactly what it looks like. It's exactly what it looks like.
You say ropes?
Yeah, they're it's not rope, but it's the cable. They call them rope upgrade in the term in the industry for slang. But yes, it's cable. It's not rope. Sorry about that.
Barn ropes.
Yeah.
Any further questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries.
Just a quick update on mental health building. Glass came in for the lobby area. It was cut to the wrong size. They took responsibility for it. They wanted to make a new piece. We ended up reframing it. So they're coming back to install that. And the doors just got kicked till November. I don't remember what I reported to you last time. I want to say it was beginning of November, end of October, but it got kicked for sure into November towards the end. So some more delays, but we're on it.
Thank you.
All right. That's all I have.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Marie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So the first thing I have is authorization to issue an RFP for transportation services. Our contract with TransDev, it was First Transit, now it's TransDev. They were bought out, ends at the end of the year.
May I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Further questions? Hilda.
Marie, do we have a lot of vendors out there that we're going to be able to choose from?
I don't think so.
Neither.
I think Amy DeLugos was in last week and I talked to her and she's like, oh gosh, I haven't done an RFP for a long time. And I think Matt may have started one, but I don't think it ever did go through. But that is, I think the FTA, one, our contract is ending. Two, the FTA, they would want us and the state would want us to do one. That was something that was mentioned last year during that triennial review. They were like, you should do an RFP. It's hard because there's no vendors. So, but we have to go through it to say that we did it. The second item then,
No, we didn't. We had a motion. Do we have a motion? Second. Any further questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries.
The second item is authorization to start the bus procurement process. The buses that we have, they are at their end of their life expectancy. They're over their mileage. They're over their years. So we have to go through that process. So authorization to start that.
We have a motion.
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Hilda.
So can we, so we own those, right? Those buses you're talking about?
Yeah, they're not.
Okay.
Can we rent them instead of buying them like we've done other vehicles?
I don't know. We have, Chris and I will have our call with the DOT this afternoon. We can ask. They've never really said it. I would think if it was an option that they could say you could rent them.
Good ask.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to ask, so we'll do that.
Any further questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries.
And then lastly, just an update on the New York State Snowmobile Grant and Aid Program. So we just finished up phase two. So that's kind of phase one, phase two. So it kind of is in the middle of it. But all the, we have the four snowmobile entity, trail group entities. They've all been super. I email them. They get me the stuff I need. We sent it in mid last week. So we are ahead of the September 1st deadline. So that was good. So hopefully this year we'll just get more snow so they can actually enjoy it. So that's it for me, unless you have any other questions.
Thank you very much.
Right. We don't get the winters like you grew up in, out in Wisconsin.
Actually, I think here, well, west of here, just a little bit, I think you get more snow.
Really?
It gets colder in Wisconsin.
All right.
We get more below zero, like 47 below zero.
Oof. Whoa.
That was, yes, Fort McCoy. So that's what makes us so hardy, I guess. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, really.
Jack, you're up, sir.
Yeah, one item, circling back on the conversation that we had last month, and I spoke with Kevin from CVB about this. If everyone is still comfortable, we are recommending an appropriation of $100,000 from room tax fund to the destination development grant program. So it will actually be an allocation to the CVB for them to administer it. But approvals come back here. So just making sure everyone is still on board with that. If so, looking, we'll take it here to finance and the full board to get the process rolling.
Any questions? Hilda.
So there is a board, right? We have a full board that's going to review these requests. Do we have an idea of how many we've gotten so far? Requests?
So we have just started light communication on that, but we were really waiting for appropriation of funds to really roll it out. But we have interest from at least 20 different organizations.
Thank you.
You all set, sir?
Yeah, if you folks are comfortable, then need a motion for it.
Make a motion.
Any further questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Outside agencies, Finger Lakes Tourism Alliance. Megan. Good morning. Thanks for coming.
I know our official request and PowerPoint presentation, everything was sent to you ahead of time, so I'm not going to take time to dive into those numbers and the recap and everything. I assume you had a chance to review everything. If you have questions, I'm happy to answer them. I just wanted to take a couple minutes to highlight some of the things that we've accomplished in 2024 and then what we're planning for 2025. So if you recall, last year when I was here speaking to you guys, I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and barely 6 months into the role, and I had some uber lofty goals. My staffer Jason can attest to that because he's had to live with me in the office every day as we work through these goals. But pleased today to be able to share with you everything that we have accomplished in 24 that I had hoped last year I would be able to say we would accomplish. First off and foremost was the launch of the brand. So I had spoken last year about Finger Lakes Tourism Alliance is very B2B, very much a business alliance, kind of a B2B brand that people are aware of, but it didn't really speak to the consumer. And our role is to drive traffic, drive consumers, drive tourism into the region. So we wanted to come up with something that really spoke to the visitors, that the visitors could get behind, that all of our tourism friends could get behind and stand upon. And I'm pleased to announce that we launched earlier this year Explore Finger Lakes, which ties in perfectly with my counterparts that are going to talk in a little bit. That's kind of what they're doing. So one thing that we couldn't share ahead of time in our presentation materials was some of the things that we put together because you need to put your hands on them and see them. So I'm going to have Jason just pass out a couple of the new things we've done under the new brand. We redid our travel guide. If you've seen the travel guide before, it was very directory based. Very much just the listing of everything there is to do in the Finger Lakes, places you can eat, stay, those kind of things. We wanted
Thank
to
you.
Stand upon this and truly make a piece that inspired travel, inspired people's visitation. So if you get the book and look through it, you'll notice the first six
Thank
pages
you.
Are nothing but beautiful visitors. Some quotations from actual visitors who went out and got something to really inspire travel and really immerse yourself in everything that you have going on, as opposed to just diving right into the listings. So we're excited to continue that trend into 25 with the book. We print 100,000 of these. We are almost out of them for the year, which is extremely exciting. And then we'll do that again for 25. The second piece is the map and mini guide. This is our printed roadmap that we started producing when New York State kind of ended producing their map and mini guide. So this is a road guide of the Finger Lakes. Again, we branded it all under the new logo, which is extremely exciting. The biggest thing was we completely rebuilt the branded website this year. So our website had not been done since 2011, which is embarrassing to say in this day and age. But I'm thrilled that our new website just launched in the middle of August in explorefingerlakes.com. Completely rebranded under the new logo with the same focus as the travel guide and printed pieces. It's very image focused, heavy, image forward, a chance to really immerse yourself in the region. And then along with the website, we were able to launch a brand new app as well. So it is available on Apple and Google Play. Wherever you get your apps, it's, you just search Explore Finger Lakes. It is an interactive travel map. So as you're going through the region, you're able to see kind of what there is to do around you. You can create your own itinerary. You can download the map. So if you don't have service, as we know, we experience in some of our locations, you can still have your map and your directions and understand how it makes sense. So those are kind of the big things that we took on that we're extremely excited about being able to move forward in. So going into 2025, we are gearing up for a giant multifaceted marketing campaign, which this county will have a big role in. We are targeting the greater DC area. So this is a market that has started to grow organically. We've noticed through all of our tracking, our travel guide requests, things like that, but it's never a market, never been a market that we have specifically targeted. So we will begin ramping up this fall with some awareness social media campaigns in the greater DC market. It's a good market for us. It is drivable, but we also have a couple airports with direct flights to accessible. By income, they like to travel and they have money to spend, which is our, you know, quintessential what we like to see from travel because they're coming into. So we're excited to officially launch that in January. We're doing a big launch around Planning Vacation Day, which is January 28th. And then we're going to continue that push into the summer season of really targeting the area. So that's exciting. And then something new that we're doing, which came about from a bunch of different information that we've been gathering over at least my last year and a half that I've been involved, we are putting together a rolling visitor center. So this was something that we have a brick and mortar in Kenya. We've had that for many, many, many years.
Excuse me, Megan. Would you turn your mic on, please? Just push that button.
Sure. Let me hang on. Good morning. Sorry. So the rolling visitor center. So what we realized for tracking traffic through our visitor center in Penyan was that we really weren't seeing traffic. I'm sure you're aware there is an abundance of visitor centers throughout the region. New York State just did brand new ones that have a lot of information in them. Some of them you can get wine in. So if you're a tourist and you're looking for information, are you going to go to a brick and mortar in a park in Penyan, or are you going to go someplace where you can also sample some wine? I know which one I would choose. So looking at all of that and understanding what our role is as a destination marketing organization for the entire region, we were limited by our visitor center only being in one location, being in Penyan and people having to travel there to find information. So what we are working on, our board just approved this and we're starting the process through the winter with hopes to launch in early spring, is we are looking at getting a Sprinter van, wrapping it in our new Explore Finger Lakes logo, and it will be a mobile visitor center that starting next spring we will take throughout the 14 counties. We're going to put together a list of events and activities and things that we can be at. We're going to take all of our partner materials and actually bring it to the people. So instead of hoping that people find our location in Penyan, we're going to come to them. So it's something that we've never done before, but I'm really excited to actually get out and about. If you recall what I told you last year, one of the main goals I have for Finger Lakes Tourism Alliance is that we cover the entire 14 counties. We need to be seen and made aware of in the entire 14 counties. We need to spend time in it. So we're really excited to launch that mobile visitor center. So if you have any events you'd like to add to our event calendar, we'll be putting that together, which is extremely exciting. We're both taking lessons on correctly driving Sprinter vans. Should be great. but with that, we're really excited. We appreciate the continued support of Steuben County, of our tourism partners in this region, and allowing us to really elevate what it is that we do at FLTA and promote the entire beautiful region that we live in. And I am happy to
primarily the van. The van will be at festivals. Is that how you're going to?
Yeah. So that's our plan, is that we can actually rent space at festivals or get space at festivals and actually take the van there, so that as people are in the region exploring, we'll be able to show them everything else that there is to do. Right. One of the biggest things that we've realized is that it's the Finger Lakes are so vast and there's so much stuff to do. And a lot of people aren't aware of that. They might travel here for one reason, right? They came for a specific festival and they aren't aware of how much wealth and depth of opportunity there is beyond that. So we're going to be able to fill that void and share that with people. And then the other thing is that word of mouth is one of our greatest ways that we spread information. So this is a great way that we can bring knowledge of the brand, knowledge of what there is to do in the region to people that live here, because there's nothing better than being a tourist in your own backyard. So it's kind of a twofold activity. We can share the brand with the people that live here so that they can talk it up, but then also hit tourists where they are at events they're already visiting and share with them the other opportunities that they may have.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I like the idea of your rolling visitor
center,
because I've gone by several times, obviously, to your others. I didn't even know you could go in. I just thought it was a place to hold whatever.
It's not the prettiest of buildings.
Yeah, right.
Well, probably better off if she didn't know she could come in.
Really? So, but I was at first when I saw the change in your brand as a board member on, you know, the Conference of Visitors Bureau. Mm-hmm. I was a little alarmed at your new logo because ours is Explore.
Men. Yeah.
But now when you're talking, it's like, okay, well, it does fit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Explore the Finger Lakes. Yeah. So I'm glad you mentioned you went through all that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And I mean, we never want to compete. Like the three of us talk all the time and are always communicating about different ideas and stuff. And my biggest thing when I came into the role was being able to elevate everything that our individual counties are doing and expand upon that and really ease awareness for the consumer, right? There's so many of us. There's so many different ways to get information. So when we were coming up independently with our new logos and kind of taglines and things, and then the fact that they mesh so well together, I think just enhances the opportunities for tourism, for people to find who we are. Kind of get that explore feeling and go through everything. You can explore the entire Finger Lakes, or if you want, you can narrow it down and explore Steuben.
Thanks.
Notice you're asking Megan, you're asking for $30,500, which is a 3.5% increase.
Yeah, we did a modest increase. Last year, we had not asked for an increase at all. This year, we are starting to see a lot of increases from our vendors, passing that along. So we did do a 3.5% increase. It ended up being a little over $1,000. So it's not huge, but it's just a little bit to help us offset some of the additional fees that we're seeing.
Scott,
what is FLTA's total budget, and do all 14 counties contribute?
So all 14 counties do contribute. They don't all contribute to the level that you do. Steuben and Schuyler are our two biggest supporters. The other counties are all members of ours at varying levels, not to this level. Our total operating budget is about $300,000 from partnership dues, which includes, this is what we wrap that into. And then we do have an additional $150,000 this year from a New York State line item grant. And we have secured an additional $150,000 next year from the state as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anything else for Megan? Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Finger Lakes Wine Country. Hi, Lori.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good. How are you? Thank you.
Hello. Thank you.
You got one of these?
You too.
I got one. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Lori.
How are you?
Amanda. Everybody got one?
Just a simple one sheeter. And she read the three of us don't need to do that. Words. There it goes. Very, very little overlap, the overlap that we do.
Is it on? Is the green light on?
Let me try that. Well, let's try
there
that.
You go.
There we go. So the overlap, the little bit of overlap that we have helps to tell that consistent story. So last week I sent you all
a whopping, I don't know, 38, 39 page document. And in that document, it had roughly, you know, a presentation, typical presentation that I do, talks about, and thank you, I see yours open in front of you. If you did not have a chance to look through that, there are parts of that that I think you will find incredibly interesting. If you are a data geek, there's also quite a bit of analytics and data in there. Excuse me. Then I ended the presentation with actually a digital version of a multi-year report that was just published just about 2 weeks ago. And you should have received a paper copy of this in your mail. I'm seeing some people nod. There we go. There we go. So every few years, 3, 4, 5 years, we go ahead and we put a multi-year report together. And that way you can look at a comparison. You can see what the changes are. But I want to give you a little bit of an overview, show you all why we're a little bit different from a traditional DMO, destination marketing organization, because we are the brand managers. And it's just the 5 counties. So where Megan was talking about the 14 counties, what we're doing today is we're essentially showing you a funnel. And at the top of that funnel is creating an awareness. And that comes from FLTA's work. And it also comes from Finger Lakes Wine Country and Explore Steuben. So we've got just 5 counties, Steuben, Schuyler, Chemung Yates, Tioga, and then the 3 wine trails, Keuka, Seneca, and Cayuga. And that's all we do. If you are outside that footprint, you don't get any attention. So everything we do focuses on that subsection of the Finger Lakes. So where Megan and her team maybe get people thinking about the Finger Lakes, we're then bringing them directly to Steuben County. So we do it through storytelling, and we do it through what we refer to as a research-based integrated marketing communications program. So in that presentation, and thank you, I'm looking over here, and you have exactly what I was about to talk about. In my presentation, there's a chart about earned, owned, and paid media. And what Finger Lakes Wine Country does is we work on taking those 3 segments of marketing, and we try to get them to come as close together as possible so that when they integrate with earned, owned, and paid media, you've got that converged media in the center. And what you're doing is you're having a Facebook post that your friend shares, or you've got a writer who's come into the region, and then they write a post, and your friend then shares it on their Facebook. And so it is this multitude of information that is repeated over and over and over again. Once you start hearing a message at least 7 times, then it starts to click. So one thing that I think is important for you to realize about regional branding, and it's on here, but if you remember the children's book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, okay, I'm seeing some nods, okay. Yeah, that was my kid's favorite. Well, Maura Gast, she was the executive director of Visit Irving in Texas, and she used to be the executive director of an organization called Destinations International. And it's written in front of you in green, but I think it's important for you to hear it, because then you'll understand exactly what I mean by if you give a mouse a cookie. Mm-hmm. If you build a place where people want to visit, you'll build a place where people want to live. If you build a place where people want to live, you'll build a place where people want to work. If you build a place where people want to work, you'll build a place where business wants to be. And if you build a place where business wants to be, we'll be back to building a place where people want to visit. And it all starts with marketing regions, whether it's my organization, whether it is Kevin or Megan's, we are all in this together. And the more we can tell that same story, the better off we are. Both, you know, I look at Jamie Johnson over here, who's also on my board, who focuses on economic development. We talk about if tourism is the door to economic development, regional branding is the doormat. We're what people see first. So I know that Amanda had asked that we talk about how we used our money, what's going on this year, and then some plans for next year. So that is all on this document. But one of the things that I think is important, and I've sort of touched on it, is reach and frequency. And with all advertising, and I'm specifically talking about regional branding, but with all marketing, everything comes down to reach and frequency. So regional branding, the campaigns have to have enough reach to generate and shape opinion. So we've got to hit enough people, and we have to hit them enough over and over again to influence their behavior. So a lot of what Finger Lakes Wine Country, and as a reminder, we are not just wine. Finger Lakes is our geographic distinction. Wine is just our sexy hook. The country is everything that makes a visit worthwhile, and it makes a visit worth staying and extending. And I've told you all this before, but for some new faces, about 84% of our visitors are repeat visitors. That's excellent. But what's even more remarkable is more than 50% of those visitors come five or more times. We've had research groups having to run those numbers over and over again, like, this doesn't make any sense. And we had the folks that helped us rebrand back in 19, they couldn't believe it. And they are a worldwide organization, Resonance Consultancy. And they said, out of every place we have helped to work all over the world, you have the highest return rate. What that makes are ambassadors. And as Megan was saying, word of mouth. And that word of mouth, when they come here and they have an experience that is positive, it turns around and people come to visit over and over again, generating revenue, generating sales tax, occupation tax. And that's part of what we do is we, whether it's Big Brother or not, right? We convince you. We convince you to come here. We convince you to come to the Finger Lakes and to come to Steuben County and to our lakes. So it is a group effort. Again, we are asking respectfully for another $105,000. It's the same amount we've asked for since 2014. Back in 21, we were all kind of tight from COVID, and so we reduced that amount. You were able to give us a generous $95,000 at that point. But the $105,000 is going to allow us to be in markets where there are aspirational travelers. We can take your money and we can throw it everywhere and just say, well, let's see what sticks. No, we figure out exactly where, and the DC market is an excellent market to be going into. We focus on Philadelphia, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. We go up to Buffalo, and in the winter, we actually go more into Buffalo. We spend less money, but they're not afraid to travel. They don't look and go, oh, you know, as we were talking earlier, right? It's going to be snowing. Well, they don't care. Bring it on, right? So we change our direction of where our spend is depending on the time of year. The message changes. It was family during the summer. Now it is more couples. Now it is more individuals. And so that money is used for our advertising campaigns, for our media relations budget. We work with Brave World Media, and they are our media relations specialists. We have one of the highest numbers of social media followers of any destination in the world. At world, not just the United States, but the world. And that has been our strength ever since we were founded. And social media has changed so dramatically that we have to be ready for any change and any, I hate to use the word pivot because that we've overused that. We're not going to use that. We have to be flexible. So if an opportunity comes about because of the news or because of the weather, we can take immediate advantage of it. So as I mentioned, everything is in front of you. What you asked for, it was the request, and on the back is how last year's allocations, more data driven, our activities, and then looking ahead. And as we were talking, Kevin said, we hate websites. Yeah, we all do, but they're a necessary evil. And so that is what we are spending a lot of our time on right now. More video. Everybody should be doing more video. That's what works. And it's not inexpensive to produce decent video. We're also doing a local campaign, and you might have seen my mug on some of your devices, trying to let people know that you should be very proud that you live right here in Finger Lakes Wine Country. Any questions?
No questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Always nice to see you all.
You too.
And my contact information is right on the back. Feel free to reach out if you need me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Kevin. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Everybody had a nice Labor Day weekend. Weather was cooperative, so that was nice. I was out in Columbus, Ohio at the U.S. Travel ESSO conference during when you guys were dealing with the remnants of Debbie. And I'm getting texts throughout the conference of everything that's happening. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So it was horrible to see what's happened to some of our communities. And we did switch some of our messaging. I let our staff know to switch some of our messaging to, well, you know, let people and travelers aware of what's going on in the area. And then also the next step was to provide everyone resources if they want to donate or help out the communities. So we'll continue to do that. But the conference was great, and had a lot of great conversations, and looking forward, the outlook for tourism remains very strong. Some of the things we're advocating for is the movement on federal to open up visas to make that more attainable. Right now, the average wait time is between 6 months and a year for a visa. In 26, New York State is hosting the World Cup, which we're anticipating billions of visitors coming for that. And if people want to come to it, they have to put in for their visas now. So we're trying to figure that out and get ourselves positioned to be ready to welcome all of those visitors, because they will be coming into our communities. Back to our request specifically, 2024, we were allocated $845,000 plus a special project for digital kiosk of $75,000 to install 6 kiosks throughout Steuben County. And then our matching funds award was $9,000 based on our eligible matching funds investments. For this year, we are seeking $900,000. It represents a 6.5% increase over last year. The reason for that is we're trying to accommodate and absorb some of the increases in operating costs. As my colleagues have mentioned, our vendors and just the market in general continues to see radical inflations. So, you know, obviously we push back as much as we can, negotiate as much as we can, but in the end, we're still seeing those increases. And also we're looking to support the addition of a full-time staff member to our team to manage the increasing demands of digital asset management and communications to stay on top of everything. Our team, we're a team of four, and we have some phenomenal staff members that are working around the clock. You know, they are salaried, but boy, they earn every dollar for sure. And they're definitely taxed. So we really do need an additional member to help kind of level that out. And the mission, you know, the mission to the CVB, but, you know, we are here to tell the stories, to develop destination amenities and connecting visitors to our unique experiences. We do explore or brand under the Explore Steuben brand to market our county to global audience. As a travel destination and we continued growth of Steuben County tourism industry is essential to the economic stability of those who live and work here. In 2023, we had another excellent year. We generated $188 million in visitor spending, which was a 6.3% increase over 22. That contributed to $22 million in state and local taxes, just for our county. And visitor spending included food and beverage, lodging, retail, transportation, and recreation. And our industry employs over 2,200 just in Steuben County with a combined income of $76 million that brings into our communities. We're dedicated to elevating the county's reputation as a vibrant hub for residents and visitors alike. Through strategic data-informed innovative marketing initiatives, we draw both vacationers and business travelers. In early 2024, we launched the new Explore Steuben website. As Lori mentioned, I absolutely hate websites. If you've gone through it, you probably are in the same path. But you need to, and you need to be on top of it. You need to make the investments in it to stay very relevant. We are in a hyper-competitive market. Marketing dollars don't go as far as they used to. I know we look at these budgets and are like, what are you spending it on? Look at how much it costs to market something. And we're competing with large brands also for some of that space. So we get very creative in making sure we're getting every bit of return on investment for every dollar we spend. We did see, and I will say this, if you ever launch a brand new website, you will see an adjustment in your numbers. With us, we took a radical move. We started from scratch. Everybody looked at us like we were nuts, but we had to redesign, rebuild, rewrite all of our content so it was relevant, making sure we're not just using old content. There's a risk with that where you're losing some of your positioning in search engine optimization, but we weren't seeing great retention on the website as far as quality visitor and quality engagement. I'm not looking for just a mass number of visitors. I want to make sure I'm getting conversions. So we did see some changes in that. We did change the URL, and we did expect that with a Google indexing. However, we did start off slow, but we did see within the last 90 days a 14.4% increase over last year overall on our website traffic. And we're seeing large increases in engagement and time on site and click-throughs is what we want them to do, is to actually go check out our businesses. Traditional hotel occupancy, we started off slow, as did the nation. Things were a little slow with travel, but July was phenomenal. We had a 24% increase in room nights sold. Compared to the same period. The summer has been great so far. We're trending very well. Year to date, our hotel room occupancy reached 176,500 nights, marking a 3% growth, while occupancy revenue rose by 7% to 20.7 million at the same time last year. So we're doing very well. I also want to report on short-term rentals. The revenue showed significant growth, which increased by 21% to $12.3 million year to date. And keeping in mind, we do still see increases in units available, and we're closing in on almost 800 properties that are available right now. We do provide promotional assistance, networking, outreach, education, our destination research services to over 400 local tourism-related businesses, attractions, and event organizers throughout the county. We also administer the Finger Lakes Farm Country Program, which is a five-county initiative to promote agritourism, to continue to grow visitation and awareness of over 230 agritourism partners. We also are part of continued efforts as part of a six-county core leadership team that has been working hard to develop the New York State Susquehanna Basin Water Trail, and that is on track to launch in May of 2025. We utilize our data resource investments to create and implement successful campaigns, measuring economic impact, understanding our visitor movement, and position Steuben County for success. So like they said, we have lots of campaigns out there. I'm looking for the quality. So I dived into that. I get into a bit of a data geek on that, but I'm looking at when we talk about Washington, D.C. market, I'm looking at some of the surrounding communities with that DMA, and I'm going to dial in to see who's the highest spend visitor, and then I'm going to focus on them and try to cultivate that market more. And then we produced the Steuben County Experience Guide, the Steuben County Wine Guide, the Finger Lakes Rustic and Wild Brochure for the western part of our county, the Finger Lakes Farm Country Brochures, and we reinvested and redesigned the Corning Area Visitor Maps and the Cuca Lake Area Visitor Map, and that was a collaboration with Yates County. And, of course, we installed the 6 new interactive digital touchscreen kiosks throughout Steuben County based on the special project funding. That was to enhance our visitor services and to entice further exploration and extended stays. A few units were delayed and are still being optimized, but we do have them all in now. And we will be submitting a project report by the end of the year. But just checking in, we've already had 47,000 sessions on those units and several thousand add to my plans, which people go through, find out what there is to do. They add it to their plans, send it to their phone, and they go explore. So they're very successful so far. And I'm anticipating once we get them fully optimized and up, we will be adding the wayfinding and signage and promotion program and a press release for those as well. So those will be a great addition. To continue our growth as a tourism destination, we'll continue marketing our marketing campaigns to our key visitor markets that we've established. So including Virginia Beach, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Buffalo, New York City, Rochester, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., Detroit, and Toronto. Detroit doesn't typically fall in a lot of our things, but again, that was diving in deeper. Okay, I'm looking at my top 10, top 25. I'm like, all right, what's the opportunities? So we looked down and we have a direct flight from Detroit, the Elmira Corning Regional Airport, but nobody is marketing to that audience. So we decided we have a strategy. We take and we fish in a new pond each year and see if we can cultivate a new market and see if there's interest there. Detroit, there was phenomenal interest. Our engagements were the highest engagements, social media and digital campaigns that we've had out of any of them. We're seeing huge increases from that market and a lot of great conversations with that market. And we're already seeing the numbers transitioning coming into our county. So it's been a great investment, and we continue to do that strategy to see how we can cultivate other new markets. And for 2025, we will continue enhancing the website, the app, and the kiosk, and aggressively developing new content. We are launching a new strategy to attract more group business and meeting business. We are also launching a new hospitality training platform to develop Steuben County ambassadors to foster our community pride and to enhance the visitor experiences. We are also strengthening our public relations efforts to highlight our county's unique attractions within the Finger Lakes. We are designing and distributing new visitor maps for the first time ever for Bath area community and the Hornell community. So we're going to be working with those community organizations to develop that this year. We're collaborating on several regional campaigns and obviously collaborating with our regional partners. We are also taking on a 10-year destination management plan with MMGY, focusing on tourism growth. And we are not taking that on insulet of the county comprehensive plan or any other comprehensive plans. I've had detailed conversations with them that that's not my intention at all, and that we need to make sure we're including those when we take on this plan. And when we develop our management plan, it is to complement those comprehensive plans to make sure we can achieve those projects. And then we are also going to be helping out with the county and working on our own as well, assessing and mapping our hiking trails, promoting our parks and natural resources, and figuring out new ways to make those connections to our communities. Key attractions like Stony Brook State Park, Cuca Lake, the Glen Curtis Museum, the Finger Lakes Boating Museum, the Rockwell, the Corning Museum Glass and their new expansion with their studio, the Glass Studio, Scenic Finger Lakes Wine Country with expanded wine products and experiences. If you've been around the wineries, you see constant growth with them. They're doing phenomenal. And our various outdoor recreation activities will continue to draw visitors. And we're showing that increased interest. Efforts to promote ecotourism and local art experiences are also likely to boost those tourism numbers. Investments in marketing campaigns targeting both national and international travelers. We're working in partnership with I Love New York on several international strategies. Are anticipated to enhance the county's appeal as well as a visitation destination. Our seasonal events and festivals are also pillars to contribute to our vibrant tourism scene, making 2025 potentially, I believe, another great year for our county's tourism industry. I always do this, and take a conservative effort to get the crystal ball out, but I usually anticipate about a 2-3% increase each year. We have seemed to have broken that each year, and hopefully we can keep that trend. But I anticipate a $1.47 million in room tax revenue directly to our county. And that's, again, based on our forecasting that we use and our data. This does not include share rental property. And I know that's something new that we have enacted with the Granicus. So hopefully that continues to develop that as well. So our request of $900,000 would enable us to sustain our research-based strategic planning and marketing efforts, continue to foster the growth in our visitor economy. And we have consistently experienced, I pulled a deck of 10 years. We've consistently experienced successful tourism expansion over the past decade. Even with the pandemic, obviously we took a dip, but we rebounded great. That says a lot for us in our positioning. Each dollar invested in tourism yields definitely a positive impact on, our local economy and enhances our residents' quality of life. I know we've always focused on tourism and the visitor, but it really does mean a lot for our communities and our residents. A lot of times our residents don't realize they can take advantage of all these things because we do have a strong visitor economy. So we appreciate the committee's consideration of our requests and definitely thank you for your continued support of the CVB. And I'm always open and I always love to collaborate and hear any other problems, opportunities, and challenges that we can attack together. But I'm really excited about the destination management plan. I will just touch on that a little bit. We're working with MMMGY. They are a global organization that has a great track record. And my team is, one of the members of the team is the past director of Pure Michigan, David Lorenz, and also past director of New York City. And they will be coming into our destination and meeting with a lot of you, so over the next 6 to 8 months. So it's going to be a big project, but I think it's something that we have never done from a tourism perspective. We've done a strategic plan, but we've never done a long-term master plan like that, focused solely on the opportunities for tourism development. So we're excited about that and just look forward to connecting with all of you on that project.
Any questions for Kevin? Yes, Carol.
You mentioned there's a 21% increase in the short-term rentals. Is that the Airbnb?
That's a combination of Airbnb, VRBO. Okay. It does not include private entities like Premier Properties. Yeah.
Hilda. Kevin, can you tell us where those 6 kiosks are?
Yes. So we have one at the Corning Museum of Glass. We have one at the Corning Information Center, which is also the Chamber of Commerce, which moved down onto street level on Market Street. We have one here on Liberty Street. We'll be at the new Tubtown Brewing Company. We've done in their entrance. It is open now. There's a time lock entry, and we'll be putting signage out. We got approval from the town of Bath to put that out. We have one at the Hammondsport Visitor Center, which is an exterior unit. We have one at the Glenn H. Curtis Museum, and we have one at the Hornell Chamber of Commerce. In the Hornell Chamber of Commerce, that wasn't the initial site location that we requested because they have the Broadway project going on, the DRI project. But discussion is we can move that device once that project is set, and we can move that into a little more of a concentrated traffic area.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Anybody else? Scott?
Maybe for Jack more than Kevin. With the state now addressing short-term rentals, has that implementation started yet, or when do we think on time?
I haven't seen the governor sign that yet. I just received something from NYSAC encouraging us to reach out. I think that's still waiting signature.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
is there any guesstimate on what that will produce?
Well, part of that group, and right now we are going up against Airbnb. They have put together a lobbying group to come back in to try to sway the governor to not sign that bill. Of course, special interest, right? But we do have a strong group of folks that are supporting moving forward with that and are continuing to try to push that forward. But what that's supposed to do is give us the state uniform system to register and regulate those share rental properties.
Mm-hmm.
It's the furthest we've gotten that bill. I mean, this has been several years in the making, but
yeah, I'm amazed that they've kicked it down the road that many years. I mean, it's an additional taxing opportunity.
Right.
Normally Albany loves that.
Yeah. Yes.
Anything further? Thanks, Kevin. Nice job.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Jamie, did you have something?
I'm just here to support our friends in the tourism.
Okay.
Because he drinks wine. That's
Jack, anything else?
All set.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carries. Thank you.
Thank you.